women were very ignorant of sex and sometimes ashamed, and very, above all, they lacked self-confidence. And I think sex is seen at that time, certainly by men, as an in-out business, and they assumed that with women it was an out-in business, and of course all we women know that isn't so. So there was a huge ignorance, and I started doing research on it, and I had about 18 months research, and some of the interviews I did were very expensive. If I was interviewing a sexologist, then I had to pay for it at Harley Street rates. So I would take along a friend of mine from the Daily Mirror, and her job was to sit with me. We both clicked our tape recorders on as we sat down, and we would have discussed the questions beforehand, and if I forgot a question or two, then Mileva would lean forward and say, weren't you going to ask about, you know, and then maybe she had her own question. Anyway, there we were listening to Britain's top sexologist spouting away. I might say she was a woman. And she suddenly said, and of course you pee through your clitoris. And you can hear Mileva and me on our mics going, eh?
So how did that
and she looked
become
very,
lace?
Very, well, she looked very irritated and said, if you don't believe me, you can go along to Grey's Anatomy in a bookshop and find out. So we did, and of course we found she was wrong. And Grace was right. And I then decided, I got a bit fed up writing non-fiction books. I thought it would be more fun for me. Also, I got to the point where I wasn't making money out of writing books, and I thought I would have to go back to business. So I thought, one more book, I'll give it a one last try, and every writer wants to write a novel, so I'll do it as a novel.
Now, it opens with a horrific description of an illegal abortion, a 13-year-old girl in 1963. Why did you begin it with that scene?
Well, because at that time that was happening to a lot of girls. And really, it was a book about women's issues. I described them as women's interests at that time. And it was about giving birth. And what you do, you give away your baby or you get rid of your fetus. And so I felt there was a lot to be discussed there. And basically, what I wanted to write, though, was a book. I had two aims. One, I wanted to write a book that would make you forget you had influenza. And I also wanted to get a book that would reach teenage girls. And, of course, a lot of people were very splattery about lace. This is ridiculous. This should be banned. No teenage girl should read this. And, of course, I was delighted because I knew that would make them read it.